All right, the question is, you've always assumed most companies use NAT, and now I guess I'm talking here sort of implying that not all companies use NAT and maybe they should get with the program. I don't really know. I think there's a lot of companies, I mean, all the companies I've worked for, I mean, everybody is desperately short of time and resources. And if a company's been around for a long time and they've got public addresses and it seems to work and you know, they haven't been hacked severely recently, there's no incentive for people to change that. If you, you know, if you're Eli Lilly and Company and you've got a Class A and you want to preserve your squatter's rights, what are you going to do? You're going to make as much use of those addresses as you can, right? You're going to, you're not going to hide behind a single Class C and then sit around and wait for someone to grab that Class A out of your hands, right? You're going to make as much use of that as you can. The coffee pot at Eli Lilly has its own IP address. So, I don't know. I don't really know how to really answer that question. I suspect there's an awful lot of organizations out there who many years ago got the network working once and then dropped it and went on to other emergencies and haven't been back. You know, that's how things get typically configured, right? You get it working once, and then it's not your most important five-alarm fire, and so you don't get back to it. And well, you know, everyone's getting on the internet and no one's complaining, and I got to do something else. I don't have time. So I suspect there's lots of companies out there who have firewalls who aren't using NAT. And, I imagine so. But I don't have data on it. Yes, question?
Do